Hi, my name is Diva, and this is the narrative storytelling of an erotica I wrote called Faking It. Hope you enjoy. Sasha sighed. Tonight, she'd have to perform like she had every night. No, she wasn't a famous pop star or Oscar winner, though some of her acts have seemed award-worthy. Smiling as she exited the bathroom in pink lingerie he had picked out, thigh highs with ruffles matching panties and a teddy. Onyx curls short to her shoulders, barely touching them. Naturally tight almond-shaped honey browns accented with a hint of shadow and mascara. He groaned, watching her frame, not statuesque or petite, very average height, a little chubby, but she carried it well and he loved it, because the look on his face said it all. Naked heat, his hand already on his cock, stroking the thick shaft. She was a lucky woman and knew, because her husband never complained he wanted a bigger or thicker and was very proud of his cock. Hell, she was proud of it, but something was off. As he stripped her slowly, his hot breath fanning her tanned flesh, his mouth on her breasts, bringing soft moans, his fingers rubbing her dampness outside the ruffled pink silk, she was aroused, no doubt about it. And this part was easy. He did feel very good. Soon her legs were wrapped around him and he was plunging deep until any normal woman should have been delirious. But poor Sasha had almost gone numb. It happened without fail and she wanted desperately, just this once, not to have to fake it, to actually come for her man. He deserved it. He was amazing in bed, but something in her just couldn't. She asked her doctor, who had run tests. She tried in the shower, borrowed a toy from a friend. Nothing. Maybe she just wasn't capable of it. Maybe she was destined to never. Her mind tore back to what she was needing to do. To hear he was ready to burst, face red from holding back. He wanted her to come first. So sweet. So generous. So she did what she must and moaned for him. Moaned like she couldn't breathe, like she was shattering inside, and forced her muscles down and out, pulsing them like the book had taught. All the concentration it had taken to make him believe, and he was happy. Thank God. As she sat at work the next morning thinking to herself, maybe she should pierce her clit, make things more sensitive, maybe that would work. So leaving work early, putting it on a credit card, she got both her nipples and her clit pierced. She hadn't realized about the healing time, but she'd make it up to him. The near 2 weeks next it took her to heal. She sucked him like hard candy, and he never complained because she had surprised him by showing him her nipples, and he loved it. Sadly, not even that did it, though. She'd gotten closer than she ever had. And it surprised her. A few days passed, and while at work, she rushed pulling up her stockings and got the ring caught in her pantyhose. Every step she took tugged the steel gently, and by the time she made it to her desk, she was flushed, squirming in her chair, and it kept tugging every move her ankle made in the stockings, every shift of her legs tugged, and her hands began to grip the desk. Having never felt anything like this, she got a little nervous and tried to sit still. Near impossible on the drive home, her foot on the gas and brake had her panting, and heaven help her jogging up the steps. She'd gotten to this point before, not quite so intensely. Her husband was home and napping, and as she dived on the bed, he woke with a start. She could barely form words, and he chuckled when she laid back and cocked open her legs at him. He studied the problem and thought to himself, evil grin crossing his face. Without warning, he pushed up her skirt and worked his cock free from his boxers. Shaking her head no and pleading to be humped out of the pantyhose, he grinned, after. It was all he said, sliding up between her thighs and thrusting his hard member into her sopping hole. with the pantyhose in place, tugging the ring and the clip partially down, making Sasha cry out. He tested his theory by pumping into her rough, then slow, then fast, and shallow, every different stroke making a different noise fall from her lips. Some of them she had never made before. He was intrigued, and she couldn't help the sensations between the silk stocking in her pussy and his cock and the clit ring. She really was delirious with pleasure. She couldn't catch her breath, squirming under him and begging incoherently. She couldn't believe it. The rhythmic tugging and jiggling of the hoop was incredible. Oh God. Oh God. Fell from her lips, hair wild and tossed against the sheets. He was fucking her hard and fast until his face was again red, but so was hers under the tan. He reached up and tugged her nipple rings through the top, and for the very first time, Sasha was not faking it one bit when she screamed, "Oh fuck, baby, I'm coming!" Feeling herself spasm around his thrusting dick and clawing at his shoulders, spilling inside her, soaking the pantyhose in her walls as she returned the favor. When he'd empty fully, ball sore, he carefully pulled the hose out of her pussy and then off the ring, kissing her pussy gently and said, "Well, I guess that means no more faking it, Patting her on the thigh and heading to the kitchen for a sandwich.